Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Bird Show.
We're all back from vacation here. Later on, we'll check in with Jeff on his trip to Panama. And earlier this morning, we talked to Jen about El Salvador.
And it was random. We didn't all end up in, the three of us at least end up in Central America on purpose.
Yeah, definitely. Because we usually, mileage-wise, we usually try to separate ourselves from
very far.
As far as we can go from each other. One's out in Australia. The other one's in New York City. The other one's in Buenos Aires. But the way it worked out this time, three of us were in Central America. And I took my trip. This is the trip I take every year by myself. No friends, no family, just to get away, totally defrag, right? So I was supposed to be down there for 7 days, but I couldn't do it.
I knew it. I bet on it.
I couldn't do it that long.
Came back early.
I came back early, yeah, for a couple of reasons. A, I jacked my knee up months ago playing soccer.
Yes.
And I had already booked this trip, so I was going to surf for 7 days, which is the reason why I went to the town that I went to, was just to surf, right? But I figured, you know what? I won't be able to surf, but I'll still be in Costa Rica, man. I'll just chill on the beach, and I'll drive around, and I'll make it happen because it's Costa Rica. So I'll figure out something. So I went down there and was bored to tears on the third day, and I'll tell you why. Because the second day, I went deep sea fishing. Aww. First day there, plane lands. I go straight to the beach, chill out. Second day, I decide, you know what? I'm going to catch this marlin. Because this has been my lifelong
marlin.
This marlin.
History marlin.
And the history here, if you don't listen to The Bird Show, is I have been trying to catch a marlin since I was like 17 years old. After I read Old Man and the Sea, just been a dream of mine, and I am cursed when it comes to fishing.
And now your life is like Old Man and the Sea. You just cannot catch this marlin.
Serious. I have actually turned into that guy. I'm as old as the dude in the book.
No, you're not old, but I'm just saying you'll be 80 years old, and you will still be trying to catch this marlin.
So, you know, and I've gone deep sea fishing so many times. I've spent so much time in the water. And now we're talking about thousands of dollars trying to catch a marlin. Because it's just so, I don't know, it's kind of romantic but rugged. And I just want to get it done. And now it's just a goal. So I've been to Cabo San Lucas. Didn't work out there. I surfed in Costa before and Key West. I've gone to the sports fishing capitals of the world. And I never get a nibble. Everybody was telling me Costa Rica, again, is the place you got to go and give it a try. So second day I'm there, I decide, let's do it. This is going to be it. So through the hotel, I told them what my dilemma was. I'm like, dudes, I have the worst luck when it comes to sport fishing. So just set me up with the most experienced guy you have because I want to come home with a story. I really want this.
Did you remember the banana thing?
I did. In fact, I had the legend.
I forgot about that.
Do you remember?
The legend is, and we found this out because the last time I was complaining that I went deep sea fishing and didn't catch anything, it's like bananas in the fishing world are bad luck, is the legend. That you're not supposed to eat bananas. They're not supposed to be on the boat. Somebody joked and said you're not even supposed to have like banana boat, like
the sunscreen
anywhere. So I actually had some lip balm that was banana boat that I left in the hotel and I didn't bring it on. I was not risking anything, right?
Good.
So I say, give me the most experienced dude you have. So they make a call. She says to me, I know exactly who you're going out with. So I pull up to this guy's boat and he's got this little itty bitty fishing boat. And it really was just like the one in The Old Man and the Sea. Now, I've gone deep sea fishing before, and they're usually like double-decker boats, and they've got like GPS and fish finders and everything. Not this dude. This was the real deal.
See, this is like Rocky. This is the whole thing about the Russian cabin. See, you know, when Rocky, you know, got popular and he had all his fancy gym and stuff, he didn't win.
Mm-mm.
But no, but when he went to the Russian
cabin,
got
raw,
rugged, grew his beard, then he won.
Kick some ass,
see?
Right?
See?
So I'm looking at this guy, really dark skin, I mean leathery skin. He doesn't hardly have any teeth. He's wearing like a long sleeve T-shirt that fishermen wear, really leathery, sun drenched. This is my boy right here.
Did he speak any English?
Hardly at all.
Perfect.
Even
better.
Perfect.
What if he walked up to the dock eating a banana? What would you have done?
Here's what he understood, because I had two different ways I could have gone with this. I could have gone right offshore and caught like tuna and smaller fish, or gone deep sea fishing for the big stuff, sailfish, marlin. So as soon as I got off, you know, out of the car and onto the boat, I said to him, look, man, sailfish, marlin, today. So he understood it, and he started changing the baits, and he changed the hooks and everything, and all of a sudden these big-ass hooks come out. Dude was serious. He's like,
sweet.
Nice.
Just gave me this. Didn't even say see, just thumbs up. So we're in his little itty-bitty boat, and it's probably, I'm guessing, 12 feet long, maybe.
That's little.
It's little. It's a little itty-bitty boat, but he's got all the rods out. We're all good to go. It took us about between 60 and 90 minutes to get out in deep swell. And I forgot this part. As I was going into the boat, this changed everything about my trip. As I was going into the boat, you know, I got the bad right leg, right?
Yeah.
I'm going into the boat, and I pivot wrong on it, and my knee clicks three times and goes out on me, and I fall back into the water.
Oh. You fell into
with my backpack on. So my camera, phone, everything, which should have been the sign, right?
Oh, no.
So I'm in pain, and we're out there 90 minutes in deep swells, and my knee is hurting, but I'm like, someone is trying to put as many obstacles up as they can, because today is going to be the day that I catch this marlin.
Wow.
So everything's all set up, you know? I mean, I'm looking at him. It's a beautiful day. There's nobody else out in the water. But at this point, it's 7:30, 8 in the morning. I mean, I got up at 6, ready to go. 6 hours, not one nibble.
Nothing.
One nibble.
You're
not
kidding.
And listen to me. When y'all are emailing me telling me I don't know how to fish and I'm doing things wrong, there was never a fish on the hook. Not one nibble. When we got back to shore, through a translator, he said he's never, ever, ever gone out that far in his 60 years of fishing. He said these words.
No way.
My friend just said in his 60 years of fishing, he has never gone out that far and never caught a fish.
Dude, it's you. What is going on?
It is you.
It is something.
Like for the first 4 hours.
Terrible.
The first 4 hours, I was kind of chuckling about it. Like, okay, you know what?
Uh-huh,
it's kind of funny. I mean, this is my record. This is what I'm going to have. But the last 2 hours, I started to get a little pissy about it.
I would have been too.
Oh, man. That
How
sucks.
Frustrating. So you literally just sat there with this. It's just you and him.
For 6 hours. And he was as stubborn as I was also, because I think the trip was supposed to be like 4 hours.
He was like, no.
We're catching something.
We're staying something.
So we stayed out there in like the rough seas. And he did. I mean, he was busted in his ass. I've gone on enough of these things where I know when the crew is being lazy and when they're not. It was just me and him. He is doing everything he can. Not one nibble, y'all. Not one nibble.
So you now it's a challenge to fishermen to try to get you out there to catch it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's like this bad luck thing.
Or well, they just refuse to take you.
Well, when I tell the fishermen, they think it's funny because they know that in their waters that can never possibly happen. So they're almost like, I'm going to be the guy that breaks your record. Get in my boat and let's do this thing. And it's really, really weird. Now it's I'm starting to think it's like a little weird curse going on.
Weird.
Yeah, that is really frustrating.
Totally frustrating. So I had an opportunity 2 days later to go out and do it, but I literally was limping around Costa Rica for 2 days. I couldn't get around.
Oh.
So I was sitting in my beach chair for 2 days, and I was bored. And the more I was thinking, the more I was missing my family. And I'm like, I could either spend one more day on the water trying to catch this fish, or I can fly back on Thursday and hang out with my family the last half. And I'm like, screw the fishing. So I flew back.
So you came back. Well, did you sit around and watch other people surf? Because I thought that in my mind, I was like, he's going to miss his family. And second of all, I was like, he's going to be sitting around watching other people be able to do what he wants to do. And he can't with the knee. And that's why you would go home.
Yeah. Right outside my hotel is one of the best breaks in that area.
No way.
Surfers were in the water all morning, all day and all night. So I couldn't do a thing about it.
That's frustrating.
So there was some humor in it, but I'm like, I just got to get out of here because it was just driving me nuts.
I can't believe you still
Dude, six more
catch
hours,
up.
Y'all. 6 hours.
Maybe it's
and
true.
Another $400. I felt so bad for him. I tipped him like 50, 60 bucks, which down there is huge.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to take my money.
He was like, no, we didn't catch anything.
We caught nothing.
Weird.
You don't give me any money.
He got like weird. The expert of the world, and he still couldn't get a bite.
I broke
Dude.
Him. I broke him. He was so sad. This is what he said to me as I got off the boat. I remember this. He said, I'm sad for you.
Oh, no. Did he say it in Spanish?
In his broken English. I'm sad for you.
Oh my God.
Because I think I'm the only one that's ever gone out that hasn't caught a fish.
You will get frustrated.
Get really sad.
He's going to get frustrated. And as an old man, it'll be just you in the boat with the marlin.
I know.
Old man in the
sea. And that'll be my fate right there.
Oh my God.
Hey, Dan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How's it going, man?
Okay, dude.
I'm
how are you?
Sad for Bert.
Doing all right. Sorry about the trip. Sounds like you had a rough time out there.
You know what, dude? At the end of the day, it's still Costa Rica. I got away for 5 days, so I'm not bitching.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I'm a guide for stripers in the Atlanta area.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, right now, we're fishing the Romes up at, the rivers up in Rome, Georgia. And I figure you deserve a free trip after all that, man.
Don't do this to yourself and your fishing club. Please don't do this.
Dan,
don't ask me to come. I will not come and mess things up for you.
I know you're a guide and anything, and I don't want to overstep boundaries, but there's no marlin in the rivers in North Georgia.
Well, there's no marlin in the Pacific Ocean today.
The Bird Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it. The Bird Show.
So for vacation, Wendy went down to San Antonio. Melissa stayed here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I went to Costa Rica. Jeff went to Panama. Jen Hobby totally roughed it.
Went to El Salvador.
El Salvador, man.
So
it's like
cool.
Nobody. El Salvador.
Who goes to El Salvador?
El Salvador.
What?
It's in El Salvador.
Tons and tons of surfing and really, really great, amazing waves and breaks. And so, I went down there with my best friend and we did this really, really active vacation. I have never worked out so much in my entire life as I did in the last week. So we had a really great time and relaxed a little bit, slept a lot because we were so exhausted by the end of our days. But like, it wasn't really like a party vacation at all because we were so spent.
Right.
But we had an amazing time. We were in three different areas of El Salvador and we were with a guide the entire time. I'll put all the information up online because we just fell in love with our guide. I mean, his name is Roy and he was just like so amazing and took such great care of us.
Roy, I hope he has like some kind of cool South American last name.
No, his last name is Beers.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, very American.
But he's
very
disappointing. He's from El Salvador. He grew up there and loves his country and just loved showing us his country and just took really great care of us and took us everywhere. We were with him for 10 days. And it was an incredible, incredible trip. We went first in the mountains in this area called Los Naranjos, which is that means orange, right? The oranges?
Naranjo.
Yeah, I think so. Thank you. I've been working on my Spanish, but it's terrible.
I bought Rosetta Stone as soon as I got home. I did.
You did?
I did.
Yeah, I know. It's embarrassing that we only speak one language, and most other countries, they speak three or four.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, so I was working on my Spanish a lot. So we went to this beautiful area in the mountains, tried mountain biking, which I suck at, like horribly, and kind of got injured the first day, and I was like, okay, no more mountain biking. Like, this is not cool. And then what else did we do? Horseback riding through these like coffee plantations on three different volcanoes. Had lunch at the top of a volcano one day after we got
awesome.
There on horseback. I mean, just beautiful views and vistas. And I'll put all the pictures up
is it green?
Once we get it together.
Is it dry?
It's dry right now. The rainy season is September and October. So usually like November, December, January, it's really green and lush. But at this point of the year, it's getting really, really hot. I mean, you know. 90 to 93 degrees every day. And so we did the mountain thing. Oh, hiking, did this like really, really difficult hike. I can't even believe we signed up to do it. That kind of thing. And then we were at the beach for 6 days learning to surf.
Mm-hmm.
I can't actually say that I know how to surf, but I was learning to surf and learning so much about the sport and the ocean and how tied to nature it all is. And It was a fantastic trip, but I have more strawberries and cuts and bruises and bumps all over my body than I did when I was a little kid, like playing in the neighborhood and like falling off bikes and playing softball and all that stuff growing up. I have more of them now at 33 years old than I did as a kid.
From time to time, I'll look through one of those like men's journals, and in the very back, they have all these like adventure vacations to me where people do what you're doing the entire time they're down there. And I'm like, that's too much work for me on vacation.
It shocked my body, I think, the first 4 days. Like, I was so sore. My calves were screaming just the moment I got out of bed. You know, it's certainly probably geared for somebody Wendy's age. But I wasn't going to let that hold us, you know, we weren't going to let that hold us back. So it was incredible. It was like, I think maybe like the biggest lesson I learned is that you can continue to challenge yourself physically at no matter what age you are.
Yeah, I've got a knee surgery on Thursday to prove you wrong.
Well, I think that you have to warm up a little bit more. I think you have to stretch a little bit more and not like, you know, maybe jump in with the 20-year-olds playing soccer, Bert. But I think that, you know, I think that was the biggest lesson for me was like you can still like continue to learn really brand new things. Mm-hmm. Like, and I had no idea how hard surfing was.
Yeah.
You watch it, and surfers do it with such grace and precision and elegance, and they're just like in line with the waves and the water and the way they move. They make it look effortless, but oh, is it anything but effortless?
It's so much work. Like, what you don't see when you're watching surf movies or whatever, what you don't see is like the struggle to get out. You just see these guys on the wave kicking ass, right?
That's what I thought surfing was oh, yeah, you just get on a wave. No, surfing is paddling.
Yeah, it's a lot
paddling,
of paddling.
And paddling and paddling and getting pummeled by humongous 6-foot waves and feeling like you are in the middle of nature's washing machine.
And it hurts.
And it hurts, and you have salt water up your nose. And you've like, I feel like I brought home most of the Pacific Ocean, either up my nose, in my sinuses, or I swallowed it.
Yeah, it's a lot tougher than it looks.
It is so hard.
Did you get up at all?
Oh, yeah.
You did? Okay.
Yeah. Good. We started on, well, Bert and anybody who surfs knows the lingo, whatever, but we started learning on a beach break. Mm-hmm. And so we were getting up in the white water, and then we moved to like an unbroken wave, and we're trying those. But the swell was so big on the days we were trying those that I got really scared.
Yeah.
I got really, really scared. I mean, they were like 6-foot, almost 7-foot waves.
It's way too much for a beginner.
And that's way too big for a beginner surfer. Like, I should have been practicing on like 2 to 3 foot waves, and the swell just got big at the place we were, and it didn't really go down. So
the guide was loving it, but it scared the hell out of you, probably.
Oh my gosh, completely scared me. And this was my very first time learning surfing. My best friend Elena, who came with me, she had tried to surf. She had gone on different surf trips. She'd been in Costa Rica, South Africa, and in Hawaii. I think this was maybe her fourth time surfing or fifth, something like that. So she had a lot more confidence, like knew how to like pop up on the board and that kind of thing. So she rocked it. She got on those waves yesterday morning. We were up at sunrise, like, I mean, and she was like in the water, like totally catching waves
on 6-foot
That's
waves.
Awesome.
It was a little bit lower yesterday, but the days that we first got there, when I got out there, and I got so freaked out.
Yeah,
I got tossed around out there. I mean, Mother Nature reminds you that you are not in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she puts you in your place. Like, hey, you think you know what you're doing? I'm gonna thrash you around a little bit and prove that I'm way bigger than you.
Well, did you ever think that maybe the ocean was meant for just floating in, maybe on a raft with a drink in your hand, and not for standing on a board trying to navigate the wave?
No,
because Mother Nature never jacks with me when I'm doing that.
And beaches are changed for me forever.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go. I won't be able to go and not want to do something on it, because it's so fun. Like, when you actually like feel the motion of the way your body's supposed to go and get up on a surfboard, you're like, oh my gosh, this is so awesome.
And
like,
if you're on the beach, if you're on the beach and you're watching other people in the water surf, I mean, you're bored to tears.
Yeah. I can't wait to talk to you about all the like technical parts of it that would probably bore everybody else to pieces. But I loved it. I had so much fun and being out there and being in the water and trying to learn it. But I am still absolutely a beginner. And we did 2 lessons a day for 6 days.
It's hard. Pictures up online today?
Yes, I will get them up online. We just got back last night at like 8 p.m. We got out of the airport. So I still am trying to get it together. But yeah, we'll definitely put them up online today.
That's great.
Q100Atlanta.com. Good morning, Nadine. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert. How you guys doing this morning?
Okay. Good. How are you?
I just wanted to say, who the hell goes surfing off the coast of South Africa? Is your friend crazy?
She must be, because I know that's where she went surfing last time. There's a ton of sharks there, right?
Those are great white infested waters.
Yeah.
And the waves, from what I'm hearing from relatives that live in London, they go there for vacation. Those waves are no joke.
Yeah, if I'm a beginner, I'm not starting in South Africa. I'm starting like...
I mean, that's like going surfing off the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. Uh-uh.
Start with like a little surf pool here at Six Flags and work your way up to South Africa.
You're on The Bert Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Those of you in the boarding area, we're going to be having a lot of wires coming off. Yeah. The 2010 box
a great pilot, and we just needed to stay calm and do what we had to do, and we did it.
That Olympic song still gives me
chills. I know, I have goosebumps. Cool.
Georgia's own Alana Myers joins us in studio. Yay! Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
You still on a high from this whole thing?
Definitely still on a high. You know, been able to make some appearances and carry my medal around everywhere I go, so it's been pretty awesome so far.
This is really a pretty amazing story. For those of you that haven't followed this the last couple of weeks when talking to Alana, it's not like she's trained her whole life for a medal in bobsledding. She was a softball player and a damn good one, right?
Yeah. Played softball all growing up, played different sports all growing up, and was trying to make the games in softball. When softball got taken out of the games, I had to find another sport.
Oh, so that's how it all went down. So
gotcha.
At one point, softball was an Olympic event, but it was like a trial year or something?
No, it got added to the games in 96, I want to say, in Atlanta, actually, and then got taken out in 2005 because it kind of got lumped with baseball, and people don't really understand the difference. Kind of got lumped with baseball. It wasn't international enough, so it was taken out. And then they tried to get back in and still trying to get it back in. Not sure if it'll ever get back in, but definitely trying to.
Did you play softball at the collegiate level?
Yes, played at George Washington University.
George Washington.
And she was great. Like, weren't you like a 4.15 hitter or something like that?
Yeah,
yeah. She was crazy.
Yeah, 4.14, something like that.
I gave you the extra point.
I appreciate it. That's one less base hit I
had. What position did you play?
Shortstop, pitcher, and third.
Okay.
So she,
utility.
I mean,
she was the team.
Athletic.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody else played those positions. She could actually do all three simultaneously.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, that takes a lot of confidence in your athletic abilities to say, okay, I'm not going to make the Olympics in softball, so I'll try bobsledding.
Yes.
Well, I emailed other sports. They didn't email me back. So bobsled was the only one who actually emailed me. And, you know, seeing it on Olympics, I knew they drew from track and field background, and they draw a lot of fast and powerful athletes. And those were my assets in softball. So I decided to give it a try.
So who do you email? You email like the Olympic Committee or something like that, and you just wait for an email back saying, yeah, we'll give you a try.
I emailed Bill Tavares, and he's going to hate me for calling him out, but if you want to get into bobsled, email Bill Tavares. But he is now assistant coach of the women's bobsled team.
Okay. And so now what is, I'm sure we've got a lot of ground to cover, but what's next? I mean, you win yourself a bronze medal, so you don't immediately start training for the next Olympics. So what goes on?
Actually, you kind of do start immediately training for the next Olympics. So I was in this Olympics as a brakeman. The goal is to go to the next one as a driver. So I'll be leaving today, actually, to start that career.
Wow. So explain to somebody who's never understood bobsledding what each position means.
Okay, so in women's bobsled, we have two men. In men's, they have two man and four man. So it's a brakeman and a driver. A brakeman is basically the only accelerator in a sport of bobsled. You push the sled at the start, you ride all the way down, and then at the very end of the trip, you pull the brakes. The driver is the one actually controlling the sled in the front for the whole trip down. So I was a brakeman.
And you go head first or head back, feet first?
We're in a sled, so we go, I guess my feet are in front of my head, so I guess it's feet first. But
feet first.
We're in a sled, so, yeah.
But the driver gets all the credit, man. Like, when I was listening, I was watching on NBC, they were, you know, just always announcing the driver's name like it was her bobsled. I'm like, our girl's in the back there,
that's
man.
Right. She's pushing.
About
pushing.
Her.
She's pushing. How do you think she got down? Me.
Here is Coach Bowers. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I just wanted to congratulate Alana. It's been a while. I coached her at Lithia Springs in basketball and soccer, and just amazing to see her go this far.
Hi, Coach Bowers. Thanks for the call. It's been quite a while. How are you?
I am doing great. You have always been such a versatile athlete. You were just amazing in every position you played, every sport you played. You would just take on anything. So it doesn't surprise me, but I just wanted to congratulate you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
She made you run till you puked, right? I can't believe you called me on the radio.
Definitely. You too put many me through suicides.
Tell us what it was like to be on that podium. I mean, it wasn't the national anthem that was played, but you're still up there and you're the third best in the damn world. Mm-hmm.
It was breathtaking. I was crying. I said I wasn't going to cry. I didn't cry the whole time. My driver was in tears right after the run, everything like that. And I got on the podium and I couldn't help myself. It was overwhelming.
That is so cool. That is just absolutely amazing. And what was Vancouver like? I mean, just the energy of the whole place.
Oh, that place is awesome.
Really?
If I didn't love the state so much, I'd definitely try and move up there. But the Vancouver was great. People there were so nice. And Whistler itself is beautiful. Mm-hmm. So in the mountains. And even the drive up there, you're driving along the coastline. It's gorgeous.
Oh, she brought in the bronze medal today. And like Melissa was telling us earlier this morning, mm-hmm. it is so different than you see on TV. Like, I think we all just assume that it's a flat, round mm-hmm. medal, but it's not. It's kind of a potato-shaped wedgie type thing
going
on.
Yeah,
and it's big.
When you were, you know, but if you watch the medal ceremony, the whole ceremony, you saw the person with the tray of the medals walk to the podium. So the thing I told Katie when we were watching the medal ceremony was the fact that it looked like potato chips on this tray because they're so waffly. And this is the first time they've done that. And my understanding is they did this because the light it catches on the medal better when it's on the athlete. So it's
easier to photograph, you said?
Because every Olympics has a different medal. So mm-hmm. each host city has their own different style. So, but yeah, it is beautiful.
I've tweeted the medal up on Twitter right now, but we'll have all the pictures up on Q100Atlanta.com.
It's heavy. It looks like a big pancake. Right?
I
didn't think it was going to be that big.
Yeah. Have you figured out how you're going to polish the scratches out?
I have no idea.
How'd you get them?
Just wearing it around.
Has anyone dropped it yet?
Around. No, not yet. So hopefully that won't happen, but I'll probably be the first one to drop it.
So will you take it with you to Park City, or is it going to stay home safe?
Of course, I'll take it with me.
Do you take it everywhere, like the gas station, the grocery store? Because I'd wear that everywhere.
I'd brag about it, too. I'd show it off. Like, I'd go through security on purpose with it around my neck, so they would tell me to go through and take it off.
You have to take off your bronze medal.
The medal is a time hoarder. It's hard to go anywhere if you're wearing the medal around your neck. So I have it on me. You can't wear it everywhere. Like, going to the gas station, it's pretty hard to just get gas if you're in a rush, if the medal's around your neck. So you have to keep it tucked away sometimes. But I have it.
That's awesome.
Like, I think is protocol that you're not allowed, like, you wouldn't allow anybody else to wear it. Like, I was holding it, and that felt respectful, but you can't wear it around your neck unless.
No, that'd be rude.
Right.
Oh, no, it's not protocol. I let kids wear it all the time because I can catch little kids if they try to run.
Well, you can let Burr wear it. You can catch him if he tries to run, I guarantee it.
But like, yes. If an adult wants to see it, you can't put that on your neck as an adult because you didn't earn that.
No.
Oh, but I've let people put it on.
Have they really asked if they can wear it?
Really?
Oh no.
Yeah,
no.
I would never think to do that.
So, you have more TV stuff to do, or now is it just sort of right back into training? Now?
I'll have more media stuff to do. Actually, go up to DC for a couple of days for some media things. But the media stuff, tons of stuff to do. But definitely gonna go give my hand at driving and see how that goes.
Mm-hmm. How is all the politics that we seemed at least to watch sort of unfold? Maybe it was just NBC unfolding the drama. Did you feel any of that stuff with like the skiers and all that? Like, was there a weird chemistry on the team because of some of the stuff that was going on?
We're kind of kept isolated. So we see everything in the villages and we see all the shows and all the races, but we don't even have commentary. It's live feeds without any commentary. So we don't actually know any of the action that's going on outside, the politics or anything like that. So we're kind of kept in a cocoon, so to speak, just to kind of focus on our events.
So you don't know how much crap people are talking about you. Oh my God, it's terrible. Thank you again for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations.
Really enjoyed this the last couple of weeks following
thanks.
You.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You're a stud.
You are. All the pictures and all connections to Alana Myers will be up online, Q100Atlanta.com. Good morning, Burt Show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
This is Bo Shipp from Lydia Springs High School. I was wanting to congratulate Alana Myers. We're all so proud of her.
Thank you. Thanks, Bo.
Do you know this guy?
Yeah, of course.
I bet all your old friends came out now, man.
Yeah, we've got Lydia Springs all together. We're all rallying behind her.
That's so cool.
Never talked to her when she was there, but now she's my best friend.
This is The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Bird Show.
All right, before we left for vacation, this was Mindy's story.
I'm a little bit afraid that I'm going to be fired in a few days.
Because your boss is being nice?
Yeah, well, see, the thing is, he's one of those guys who just really takes advantage of his power. And lately, he's been, like, completely over the top, really considerate, really cool to me. The reason I'm concerned is because this happened before to somebody else in our office. Like, you know, 2 or 3 weeks after this all started happening, she was fired.
All right, so Jen and I had split by the time Mindy came on. Mm-hmm. So did she have any indication at all? Did she screw up at work or anything that made her think that this was it?
She mm-hmm. didn't have any reason, but apparently the girl in her position before she had that position, the same thing happened to her. He bought coffee. He was really uber sweet. And then 2 or 3 weeks out, she was gone. Right. So that's why she was concerned, because it wasn't just any employee in the office. It was her position.
Mm-hmm. So she saw all that go down.
The pattern's mm-hmm. the same.
Okay.
Right.
So mm-hmm. she was convinced last weekend she was getting the axe. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mindy, good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Hold on one sec. I don't think that voice this guy's just turned on.
It is over here.
Doesn't appear to be over here.
Hold, please.
Try it now.
Just count down from 5 for me.
Count down from 5?
Yeah, that's better. Better. Never yeah, mind. Yeah. You don't even have to do that. That was going to be hard.
Monday morning.
You were convinced you were getting the axe, boss being too nice. So did you have a meeting plan with this guy like on Friday?
Yeah, I did.
You did. Okay.
And do you want to hear the news?
I think now's a good time.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I guess there's something to be said for instincts, because I was laid off.
No way.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
He explained to me that, you know, the company was downsizing and I lost my position. There were 6 different offices in the Southeast that had somebody from each office who was let go. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I just was the one that they chose from my office.
Oh, that sucks, man.
No, I'm so sorry.
So, like, when you walked into the office, could you tell by his attitude that this was going down the way it did?
I definitely could, yeah.
And when he finally, like, sort of had the conversation with you and let you go, did you say anything about how he had been nice?
Yeah, no, I didn't actually even say anything. He admitted that he... I think he knew that I knew that he was being really weird, and so I didn't even really need to bring it up. Mm-hmm. He just said, you know, I know that I have been really nice to you lately, and he said that he just felt bad. And I, you know, I understood once he started explaining to me, I understood that was
all the signs were there, though.
Hmm. Man,
that's a bummer.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. The biggest bummer was that, you know, here he had been such a jerk to me, and I never knew he had this side to his personality. And it was too late for him to be showing that, you know. I just wish that he could have been nicer all along.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does say something about your character, I think, if the only time that you're nice is when you're firing
people. When you're
people.
Firing people. Yeah. Right.
Maybe it's not a guy you wanted to work
Maybe
for anyway.
Maybe not the best manager, yeah.
We used to work with a guy who would only wear a suit on the days that people were getting fired.
Oh, no.
And our studio overlooked the lobby, so we would see him come in a suit. We'd be like, oh, who's getting it?
Somebody's going down. Like,
that's awful, man.
That's jacked up.
He'd wear, like, casual wear. You know, it was like, yeah, it's radio station. So, like, nice jeans and a shirt, or, like, khakis and a... Sure, but if he came in with a jacket and tie on, we're like,
everybody's panicked.
Here comes the hangman.
Oh, in my old office, it was if the HR director knocked on your door. Because any other time,
the Grim Reaper,
you go to her office, you know, right. like any other right. time, you're going to go to her to ask for something or mm-hmm. turn in paperwork right. or turn in forms or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if for some reason she got out of her desk and walked down to your office, you knew. It was time to pack up and get a box.
If your boss late on Thursday tells you that he wants to see you first thing on Friday morning, Friday's always bad axe day, man.
Yes. That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or if you walk in the office and there's more than one person in there. Like somebody who you normally wouldn't be in there.
Sitting in there just to make sure everything goes
sitting in
okay.
there, and nobody can make eye contact with you?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Sorry, Mindy.
I'm sorry, Mindy.
Thanks for sharing with us, though.
Hey.
All Mindy's right. like, hey, those are funny stories you guys are sharing. Guys. I'm still here. I can hear you.
I'll see you, Mindy. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.